There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's podcast. And today we're going to be looking at vocabulary for playing games. Specifically the sort of game that you might play when you're inside the house. Maybe it's raining outside or it's too cold to go out and you just want to stay in where it's cozy and warm and play a game. A game like Monopoly maybe, or chess. So let's have a look at some vocabulary. The first word that I'm going to talk to you about is a board game. A board game. And this is board as in B-O-A-R-D, rather than board like, oh, I'm so bored of this game. B-O-A-R-D is the spelling. And this is a game like, as I mentioned before, Monopoly or chess or Snakes and Ladders. Maybe you played that in your country. The board is the place where you put your pieces, and often you go around the board with the objective of trying to reach a certain point. That's what a board is, and therefore we call them board games. Often, before you start a board game, you toss or flip a coin to decide who starts. And when you toss that coin or flip the coin, you say heads or tails, and you flip the coin, and whoever was correct about heads or tails, they are the ones who get to go first. Now, on our coins, we've got a picture of the queen. So if you say heads, then you'll see the queen's lovely face, and that will mean that you get to go first. Of course, that's only possible if it's a two-player game. Sometimes you get more players, and to decide who gets to go first, well, it depends what the game is, but for something like Monopoly, you might roll the dice, and whoever gets the highest number gets to go first. So rolling the dice, well, what is the dice? Well, it's that six-sided cube with six numbers, and often there are two. And you roll them, and whoever gets the highest number, 12 would be the best, of course, they get to go first. Once you start playing the game, you would say, it's your turn, or it's your go, to the person who has to play next. It's your turn, or it's your go. Now, if things get a bit nasty, which often happens, especially with a game like Monopoly, I know that when I play Monopoly with my family, things get extremely tense and extremely serious. You might accuse someone of cheating. Now, the word cheat could be a verb and a noun. So, of course, to cheat is to do something illegal in the game. So we might use it as a verb, I saw you cheating, or a noun, you are a cheat. Remember, you don't need another verb with this word. You can just say, you cheated, or you are a cheat, as the noun. The next word for you, or words, are a clue or a hint, which is more or less the same thing. In some games where you have to describe something or someone, you might ask for a clue or a hint, which is where someone gives you a bit of information about what you're trying to guess, to help you find the answer. So you might say, can you give me a clue? Can you help me? Can you give me some information? Can you give me a clue or give me a hint? Okay, so you play your game, and hopefully, if you've done really, really well, you will win, and therefore you are the winner of the game. You're in first place, which means that everybody else, well, they've lost. But maybe you're feeling generous and you can say, well, I got first place, but you finished in second place and you finished in third place. And unfortunately, with a game, someone always has to end last, so they end in last position. So there you have some vocabulary for games, board games in particular. I hope you found it interesting, and maybe you can use some of this vocabulary the next time you have a very competitive game of Monopoly or chess or Cluedo or whatever game you play in your house. So that's all for today's podcast. I hope you found it useful. Remember, if you're interested in taking classes with me online, or if you just have some ideas for future podcasts, then you can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.